The One Universal Mind. Dr. John Hagelin.
Quantum mechanics confirms it. Quantum cosmology confirms it. That the universe essentially emerges from thought. And all of this matter around us is just precipitated thought. Ultimately, we are the source of the universe, and when we understand that power directly by experience, we can start to exercise our authority and begin to achieve more and more, create anything, know anything from within the field of our own consciousness, which ultimately is universal consciousness that runs the universe. So depending upon how we use that power, positively or negatively, that's the kind of body in terms of health. That's the kind of environment we create. So we are the creators, not only of our own destiny, but ultimately we are the creators of universal destiny. We are the creators of the universe. So there's no limit really to human potential. It's the degree to which we recognize those deep dynamics and exercise them, to the degree to which we harness our power. And that really has to do, again, with the level at which we think.
Some of the greatest teachers and avatars describe the universe in the same way as Dr. Hagelin, by saying that all that exists is the one universal mind, and there is nowhere that the one mind is not. It exists in everything. The one mind is all intelligence, all wisdom, and all perfection, and it is everything and everywhere at the same time. If everything is the one universal mind, and the whole of it exists everywhere, then it is all in you. Let me help you understand what that means for you. It means that every possibility already exists. All knowledge, all discoveries, and all inventions of the future are in the universal mind as possibilities, waiting for the human mind to draw them forth. Every creation and invention in history has also been drawn from the universal mind, whether the person consciously knew that or not. How do you draw from it? You do it through your awareness of it and by using your wonderful imagination. Look around you for needs waiting to be filled. Imagine if we had a great invention to do this, or imagine if we had a great invention to do that. Look for the needs and then imagine and think their fulfillment into being. You don't have to work out the discovery or the invention. The Supreme Mind holds that possibility. All you have to do is hold your mind on the end result and imagine filling the need, and you will call it into being. As you ask and feel and believe, you will receive. There is an unlimited supply of ideas waiting for you to tap into and bring forth. You hold everything in your consciousness.
Divine mind is the one and only reality. Charles Fillmore.
John Assaraf.
We're all connected. We just don't see it. There isn't an out there and an in here. Everything in the universe is connected. It's just one energy field.
So whichever way you look at it, the result is still the same. We are one. We are all connected, and we are all part of the one energy field, or the one supreme mind, or the one consciousness, or the one creative source. Call it whatever you want, but we are all one. If you think about the law of attraction now, in terms of us all being one, you will see its absolute perfection. You will understand why your negative thoughts about someone else will return to harm only you. We are one. You cannot be harmed unless you call harm into existence by emitting these negative thoughts and feelings. You have been given free will to choose, but when you think negative thoughts and have negative feelings, you are separating yourself from the one and all good. Think about every negative emotion there is, and you will discover that every one of them is based in fear. They come from thoughts of separation and from seeing yourself as separate from another.